This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Let's get into this. Kendrick Lamar. Start out here. K-Dot. Shout out to K-Dot. Shout out to TDE. SZA.
PG Lang.
The whole team. PG Lang. The whole team. He did the Super Bowl, obviously.
Peekaboo.
So, you know, first and foremost, I like what Kendrick represents, and I think that it was dope to see Black culture on display, unapologetically. Yeah. Talked about 40 acres and a mule, as Samuel Jackson made the political statement. Dope. You know, had the American flag, all of that. You know, he took his moment. The first rapper to ever headline a Super Bowl by himself. Took his moment. I like SZA. She, you know, she's incomparable as far as whatever she does. So she did her thing. I like Samuel Jackson being a part of it. Serena Williams coming. That was a surprise. Pretty dope. Song selection could have been a little better.
They're going to say I'm a hater, so I'm letting you rock. Go ahead.
Song selection could have been a little better. I mean, like I said, that's just my humble opinion. I feel like when you got songs like
Backseat Freestyle.
We gonna be all
Martin
right.
Martin had a dream. What?
We gonna be all right. Big, yeah. Big record. And
gonna be all right in front of Trump, yo. Come on.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people that's not hardcore Kendrick fans that might not fully appreciate like Euphoria, the freestyle at the beginning of the show.
But that's coming off the new album with the other disses towards the boy. So that's why he
sure. But I think and even the Drake thing, I respect the fact that he did the song, but I think it was too much centered around that.
Yep. Swimming pools, like, okay, I'll get to the negatives and the positives. So, you know, it's black. We're going to keep it real. How you miss, we're going to be all right. Swimming pools, you got, like, the moment to maybe bring out Janet Jackson after she got the Super Bowl banned when Timberlake didn't. You're not going to do, we're going to be all right in front of Trump? What? What?
Be all right.
Not MAGA Hefe, and you right there. You focus on the boy. Focus on the man in MAGA.
That's a what? Fact. That's a fact.
But and it's another thing for my creators. You can either create out of love for yourself or hate for somebody else. The hate for somebody else eventually is going to die, eventually, and that same steam won't be there. A couple of them from OVO hit me yesterday. And I was like, wasn't the kill shot we thought it was going to be. First good move in our favor, and I agree 1,000%. Now we'll get to the symbolism, which I thought was dope, but I was expecting it to be like that night Family Matters dropping. He stepped on that. It wasn't that. And if we can be honest, in the last 5 years, is this one of the worst Super Bowl performances in the last 5 or 6 years?
You know, it's tough. You know what I realized? Rap music is not a genre that crosses over well if you're not a fan of it. That's why there's very few rap artists that could perform at this highest level of, like, Prince. You don't got to be a fan of Prince. You don't got to be a fan of Michael Jackson. You don't got to be a fan of Beyonce to appreciate the performances. They cross over that type of music. Yep. Rap is a very nuanced type of music, so it's hard to cross over. So that's
but
why...
But it was the number one genre for a while, not to cut you off. Like, is that true? Like...
On the performance, side, it's hard to cross over as far as like when you rap, you get on stage and you rap, right? There's no dancing. 9 times out of 10, there's no dancing.
Oh, he was dancing his ass off. He had a couple of moves. Like
shout out to Kendrick.
Can we keep it real? Kendrick is a star. He's not a mega star like Drake or Kanye. Because of the relationship tension between the real big homie. They won't never hit that stage.
Well, the thing with the... All right. There's levels of performances. Like, Busta Rhymes is a great performance, sir.
Absolutely.
But on that level, Kanye is the best one.
For sure.
Obviously, you know, everything else that's surrounding Kanye, that's not going to happen. But I'm just saying, as far as like him being able to have stage presence and tricks up his sleeve and those type of records and the Broadway play, behind him. Kanye is in a class by himself when it comes to that. For sure. Yeah. Like, there's really nobody else. Travis Scott is of that caliber, but he don't. Oh,
yes,
he's like a rock star where he, you know, he performs and he's going to do fireworks. It's not really about the lyrics. But you know, Kendrick, you know, I don't think he did a bad job. I just think that it was a couple of opportunities that he had to make it legendary. I don't know if it was a legendary performance.
The last 5 years is 2021. We got the weekend. 2022, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop, 50. 23, Rihanna. Last year, Usher with Alicia Keys, Jermaine Dupri, Will I Am, Lil Jon, Ludacris, Her. 2025, Kendrick.
Yeah.
Before that, Shakira, Benito, and J-Lo.
But I appreciate the political stance that he made. You know.
Yeah, what did you like about the performance?
He's the right person as far as to, you know, represent the culture the right way. You know, he didn't go up there and make a fool of himself. And, you know, like when you're talking about hip hop culture, like he represented himself and the culture in the right way, which he always is going to do. I just feel like it could have been boring for a lot of people that's not hardcore Kendrick fans. It's the first half. Yeah. Once he got SZA, second half kind of, but like you're trying to hear freestyles and Euphoria. I'm not trying to hear Euphoria.
I don't lie. Euphoria kind of slapped. Though. I was like, that and TV off?
No, TV Ooh. Off is different. TV off is crazy. Different. That's a big record. TV crazy. Off is a big record. But you know, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't. I think it was a good performance. It wasn't great. The part I did love though, the symbolism with the red, white, and blue, and having Samuel L. Jackson there is like, if you watch Purge, you see the influence, you see the Squid Games influence, the little Easter eggs that he left in there. Interesting for sure. But I got a question for you, my guy. If you are married and your wife goes on stage to diss her ex on Super Bowl Sunday in front of the whole world, how you feel about that?
Well, I'm sure they talked about it beforehand. Speaking about Serena, I'm sure they talked about it. He, you know, Drake dissed her husband when he said your husband's a groupie. So I guess that maybe was part of his get back in the situation too. So, you know, for me personally, it's a sticky situation.
Yeah.
Sticky situation. What do you think?
I'm gonna do the same. Sticky situation. Alex, go make a whole Reddit group. Hey, but listen, when it comes to mistakes, we can talk now. The boy pissed off Lucian, Hove, Kanye, Weekend, all of EXO. It's a bunch of them in New Toronto that had issues. Inventory cool now. Future, Hove, Beyonce. Them too many people to be upsetting. So I get it. The Serena thing, but when you get to the tech bro list, him and Jack from Square had an issue. Him and Alex had an issue. Those are too many enemies to have. But I think it's crazy. Fellas, what y'all think? Media trick. Fellas, what y'all think? If your girl go on a national stage to dance at a boy's funeral, but you're married, how you feel?
I mean, we got to look at Serena's a legend.
For sure.
She's actually the GOAT.
For sure.
So, you know.
For sure.
It's not like she's not a regular person.
How you feel about your exes dissing you publicly after you did so much for them?
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.